Hey, hello, hi there, what's good, people? Hey, thanks for coming back to the Moving Ahead podcast. I'm John Joins, I'm your host. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about something called perspective. Not the computer program that logs like case files for all you security dorks out there like me, but how we see things and how that influences what we think. For example, tasks that we have to do. See, I just did it right there, right out the gate, that we have to do. I don't know, like going to work, projects, brushing your teeth, vacuuming the floor, emptying the dishwasher, parenting. Let me see. Driving to work, sitting in traffic. All these things that we often refer to that we have to do. And listen, it makes sense. We're talking about semantics here. How you change your perspective and how you look at things can have a great influence on your mind and how you think about what you're doing. So a little trick that I like to do is I get to do this. I get to sit in traffic to work because what that means, and I can tell you over the past 5 months when I haven't been working, what I wouldn't give to get to or have to sit in traffic to get to work. Because a couple of things here. That would mean that I'm gainfully employed. I get to go to work. I get to provide for my family. I get to make contacts. I get to practice my craft. All those things. I get to lead people. So oftentimes we get in the rut and we talk about, I have to do this. Oh, I have to get up and go to work this week. It's Monday. I have to do this. I have to do that. Change your outlook. Change your perspective. It will change your mind and change the way you think about what you have to do. I tell you what, after this pandemic's over and I get to go back to work, I will never say I have to go to work again. Because you take things for granted, right? You take for granted sitting in that traffic. You take for granted being able to provide for your family, do all those things. So it shouldn't take an eye-opening experience like a pandemic or being furloughed or laid off to get this type of mindset. But I think it's important to think about how you can look at things different and how it influences your mind and how you think about things that you're doing. So with that said, I've got family in town from California, my wonderful in-laws, and some people would say, again, perspective, talk about, oh, I have to have my in-laws here. You know, there's that old trope about my mother-in-law and I hate my mother-in-law. Well, it's different for me. I really like my in-laws. I get along with them great. Oftentimes, sometimes better than my own family, believe it or not. I mean, I just really like them and like haven't seen people in forever. So it's great just to have other human beings around other than my wife and kids. Don't get me wrong. I love them. Love spending time with them. But we've been shackled up together in this house on lockdown for the last 5 months, it's nice to see some other friendly faces out there. And so thinking about perspective again, I really didn't want to record today. We've had 3 full days of activities, traveling around, showing them neighborhoods that they might want to move into, all these things. Today we were in Maine, New Hampshire, got ice cream. It's incredibly hot today. We did some sightseeing. The last thing I wanted to do was record. But I got home and I thought about it. And I said, you know what? The listeners out there, all of you, depend on this every Thursday morning, so I'm going to power through it. And then I thought about it a little more. I don't have to record this show. Will my 5 listeners get upset? I know there's more of you out there. I just like to joke like that. But will my 5 listeners really be upset tomorrow if there's no podcast waiting for them? Maybe. But I thought about it a little further and I said, you know what? This isn't about having to record this. I get to record this. I get to put content out there. I get to talk about something I'm passionate about that maybe will help someone else and the way they think about things and the way they approach their work, their life, something. So this isn't about having to do this. This is about getting to do this. So here it is. I hope I'm conveying that through what I'm saying and I don't sound as tired as I feel. The other thing I wanted to touch on as it relates to perspective and how we look at things, is right now, our Etsy shop that I have with my wife is absolutely blowing up in the best way. Tons of orders coming in constantly. We're producing shirts, farmhouse decor, all kinds of things that are keeping us very busy and in some cases too busy. We've been just overwhelmed and backlogged with orders. We tried to redo our kitchen, which I talked about on the last episode, which we did do. Shouldn't say we tried to. We did do. But trying to squeeze all that in and continue to produce these orders. And oftentimes you get bogged down and you look at, wow, did I bite off more than I could chew? Why am I doing this? Oh, I have to go work on that t-shirt. I have to go work on that decor item. But at the end of the day, especially in this time of uncertainty and furloughs and all the things we've talked about before, having a busy Etsy shop where we get to create things and actually make a little bit of money, and we are making money on it, we're actually turning a profit, that's a good thing, right? Is it a lot of work? Is it tedious sometimes? Does it cause some turmoil in the relationship because we're so busy? Do our kids feel it a little bit because they're not getting enough attention? Whatever the case may be, sure, all those things are happening. But if you shift your perspective just a little bit, you think about it, how lucky are we to have a shop that's actually making sales? How many shops out there don't make any sales? There are so many shops out there. My wife's in a couple groups where they talk about this and share tips and things like that. And so many shops are saying, I've had my shop open for 6 months, a year, 2 years, and I've made like 3 sales. Now, sure, maybe it comes down to the goods they're offering. Maybe it's not a high target market or things like that. But this stuff takes work. You have to constantly work at it. You have to have a good product. You have to put the product out there constantly. You have to advertise. You have to post new ones. And you have to turn out a good product with good customer service in a timely manner. Well, if your shop blows up like ours has, that makes you kind of busy, really busy. And so you start to go down that path of, I'm tired, I'm grumpy, I'm irritated, the orders are piling up, do I really have to do this? And the answer is yes. I mean, you have to do it. We have to do it because it's making us money, and we're relying on some of that extra money during these uncertain times. But also, if we change the way we look at it, and I just had this talk with my wife because she's getting a little overwhelmed at times, and I'm getting a little upset at how much effort's going into this for both of us, even my part of the business where I have to cut and sand and stain the wood and all those things on some of our decor items. It's just getting overwhelming. But we had to stop and take a look and shift our perspective just a little bit and say, you know what? We're really lucky. We're not one of those people that's complaining about having no sales. We're able to make a little money off of this. How about we look at it a little differently? So next time we get that King George shirt, our number one bestseller, shameless plug, or next time we get that mask holder that comes in and we just don't quite have time to whip it out and get it done and package it and get it out, take a breath, think about it, think about how lucky we are to be in this position. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And it really applies to all things in life. Like I've said before, this show is about how to move your mindset forward and move ahead in all things life. So think about your relationship, your parenting, your work, your career, all those things. How do we think about it? Do we think about those tough conversations we have to have with our kids or with our spouse or with an employee? Do we think of those as, boy, I have to go into this meeting. I have to have that meeting with Bob and talk about his poor performance. Or do we talk about and think about, I get to have this meeting with Bob. I get to try to mold him and shape him and mentor him and fix him and help him. Do we think about it that way? How do we think about this situation we're in with COVID? Is it, I have to spend time at home. I have to lose my job. Oh, poor me. Or is it, I get to spend more time on myself. I get to spend more time with my spouse, with my family, with my kids. I know that one's a tough reach and kind of a stretch because the economic impacts of this thing and how it's impacted a lot of people mentally and with their mental health, it's kind of hard to try to look on the bright side with these things and find a silver lining, especially this pandemic situation we find ourselves in. But you need to do it or you'll drive yourself crazy. If you're constantly going down that negative path of, I have to do this and I have to do that, and you can't look at it as, I get to do this, it's a privilege to do this, it's a privilege to go to work, it's a privilege to have that tough conversation. And hey, thinking about the other way around, it's a privilege to get feedback from somebody. Your boss calls you in and wants to tell you you're doing a poor job on something or areas where you can improve. Like we've talked about on previous episodes when the show was called 14 Minute Leadership, it's a privilege to get that feedback. Some bosses just don't do that and you're left out on an island trying to figure it out for yourself. That is a privilege. So you have to think about it the other way. I'm lucky to have this feedback. I get to have that meeting and one-on-one time with my boss. Just so many people don't get that. And they think of it as a bad thing and they go down negative highway. We need to be on positive parkway, right? If we're going to move ourselves ahead, we need to be on positive parkway, think about things in a different way and change our perspective. Guys and gals, I think that's it. We're going to keep it short today. Like I said, I've got company downstairs. I'm trying to just put out a quick little episode to make sure the content's consistent. Next week or maybe a week after that, we're going to have some special guests on to talk about some more in-depth concepts in a little bit longer show. We will have a show next week, but I'm not sure if it's going to have the guest on it or not. I still need to work that out with her and some scheduling things, but we will have a very exciting guest on in 1 to 2 weeks, hopefully. and we will carry on with the longer show and some more concepts and in-depth conversation about them next week. But for now, we're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it to just about, I don't know, 11 minutes or so. Just a little nugget to think about perspective. I'm going to go down and enjoy my family, who I never get to see anymore. And I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate you. Don't forget to check out the social media, the Moving Ahead Pod, Instagram and Facebook. Email me if you have questions. Wear your mask. Let's get through this. Let's wrap this up so we can get back to work, all of us. Some of you are still working, but let's get back to work normally, where we get to shake hands, talk to people face to face, have in-person meetings. Let's wrap this thing up, put a bow on COVID, call it ancient history, and get moving forward, get moving ahead with our lives. Take care of yourselves, wash your hands, be good, stay safe. Cheers.